Whoa, 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 whoa.
London, 1955. On the scene, Pebble Lane off Fleet Street. Get up there, get up.
Ah, here we are. Crennan Company, stationers at large. Service! Shop! Anyone about? Come, good shopkeeper, where are you? I'm in a hurry, you understand? I'm in a hurry. This delay will go hard with you. I tell you, I'm an MP and an honest citizen who desires a purchase. I have certain monies in my belt that I...
Hello.
Good morning.
You can't fool me with them big words.
Stand to both sides, man. Now, come. Come along. Anybody back?
Yeah, me.
Shut up.
Shut up. Hey, you gonna buy something?
Yes.
Mind if I watch?
Certainly. Here, sit on this photograph of a chair.
Oh, thanks. I'll just put this photograph of me on it.
Good. Now, where's the proprietor? I want service, you understand. This is no way to run a shop. I tell you...
Oh, dear. Minnie, stop playing your ear trumpet.
I always play by ear, Henry.
I say, how about some service here? I've been here 5 minutes.
I've been here 52 years.
Congratulations. Now then, do you keep stationery?
Only when I'm tired. Thank you. Now then, what do you, what do you,
I want to buy a calendar.
Let me finish what I was going to say, if you mind. what do you want, sir?
I want a calendar.
You said that before.
I know.
You haven't changed your mind.
No, I'm a man of iron will and wooden knees.
Fine, fine.
Shut up, Eccles.
Shut up, Eccles.
Now, look. Here's a map of the North Pole.
Yeah?
Go and find it.
Oh, thanks. Goodbye.
There goes the only man in the world to win a three-legged race. Alone.
Yes. Now, sir, what year calendar do you want?
What's the cheapest?
Oh, the year before last. One penny each.
Penny each? Yeah. There's some catch in it somewhere. No, I want next year's.
I see, yeah. Min? Minnie?
No. Don't keep me long, Henry. I've got to put the cat out.
Why?
It's on fire.
Have we got any 1956 calendars, Min?
No, you can't get them, Henry.
You can't get them,
you can't get the calendars.
What nonsense, I thought. But after many efforts, I discovered that in the length and longth of England, there were no calendars for the year 1956. Absolutely none at all. The whole of England was puzzled. Then, late one midnight morning at 7 p.m, a statement on the radio from our own Prime Minister, Sir Anthony.
Folks, I tell you, the year 1956 is missing.